This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. President Draupadi Murmu has inaugurated the two-day conference of governors at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi. The conference will cover a wide range of issues that play a critical role in not only shaping the center-state relations, but also promoting welfare schemes for common people. In opening remarks today, the President said the agenda for this conference included carefully chosen issues that are crucial in achieving the national goals. She said that the deliberations of this conference would be an enriching experience for all participants and help them in the functioning. The President said that with the implementation of three new laws related to criminal justice, a new era of justice system had begun in the country. President Murmu also said that for the smooth functioning of democracy, it was crucial that the various central agencies work with better coordination across all the states. She advised the governors to think about how they, as the constitutional heads of the respective states, can promote this coordination. The President said that the national education policy emphasized upon improving the accreditation and assessment system of educational institutions. She urged the governors to contribute to this reform process in their capacity as the chancellors of state universities. The President also said that the government had been giving utmost priority to the development of the poor, the border areas, the deprived sections of the areas, and people left behind in the development journey. She pointed out that a large section of tribal population lives in the schedule and the tribal areas, and urged the governors to suggest ways to achieve inclusive development of the people of these areas. Addressing the conference, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar referred to the oath of the governors and urged them to discharge the constitutional responsibility of making people aware of social welfare schemes and incredible development that have taken place through the last decade. In his address, Prime Minister Narendra Modi urged the governors to play the role of an effective bridge between the centre and the state and interact with people and social organisations in a manner to co-opt those who are underprivileged. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today said that the government is committed to the welfare of farmers in the country. He said sufficient budgetary allocation has been made in this year's budget to ensure farmer welfare. Replying to discussion on the working of the Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, the minister said over 1,32,000 crore rupees have been allocated for agriculture in this year's budget, which was over 27,000 crore rupees in 2013-14. In Kerala, search operations are on a war footing in the multiple landslides hit Wayanad. The massive disaster that struck on Tuesday had reportedly claimed nearly 300 lives so far. On the fourth day of the search operations led by the armed forces, four persons were rescued by the army from Padavetu Kunu area. In Uttarakhand, relief and rescue operations continue for the second day today to take the pilgrims stranded in Kedarnath Dham to safe places. More than 4,000 people have been rescued safely from Kedarnath till now. In Himachal Pradesh, the rescue operation is underway to find the people who went missing due to heavy rain and cloudburst incidents in various areas of Himachal Pradesh in the past few days. Former senior officer of the Indian Information Service, Kamalkant Pant, died after prolonged illness in Gurugram today. 64 years old Mr. Pant retired from the Central Bureau of Communication in the year 2020. Prior to this, he served in many units of Ministry of Information and Broadcasting, including Akashvani News. In Paris Olympics, Indian archers Ankita Bhagat and Dheeraj Boma Devara have entered the semi-final of the mixed team event, beating Spanish archers 5-3 in the quarterfinals. In shooting, double Olympic medalist Manu Bhakar has qualified for 25-meter air pistol final event. The Indian men's hockey team was leading against Australia 3-1 in its last group stage match when reports last came in. Meanwhile, India's only shuttler left, Lakshya Sen, will take on Chinese Taipei's Chou Tian Chen in the men's singles quarterfinals. In cricket, host Sri Lanka have set a target of 231 runs against India in the first one-day international of the three-match series in Colombo. Earlier, Sri Lanka won the toss and elected to bat first. And that is the end of this news bulletin.